You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela. Hello, if you're joining in to tune in to the Moon Diaries this evening, it's nice to have you here. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Yeah, that was great.
That was good. The sound all right?
I can hear the frogs or the crickets. It's lovely. It's good. Okay. It's lovely. It's not too loud.
Good. Well, we'll start as we have been starting, and that's with some breath. And to go with the theme of the equinox and equilibrium and Libra, we're going to do some alternate nostril breathing this evening. It's actually really nice because this is meant to be a really nice meditation to do to calm the nervous system down. And so that's obviously always what we need to do when we want to find ourselves in balance. So it's just incredibly simple. It doesn't matter which fingers you use, so don't get too caught up on it. But we're going to block the left nostril and try and sit with a relatively straight spine. And then you're going to inhale through the right nostril. As you inhale, just allow the belly to expand. Pause at the top and then block the right nostril, exhale left. Full exhalation, belly coming in. And then inhale through the left. Full inhalation with a slight pause. Exhale right. Full exhalation, slight pause. And then inhale right and continue. We'll do this for a few minutes. So just finishing your next exhalation and just lowering both hands down, inhaling deeply through both nostrils. Just pause, suspend the breath for a moment. Now exhale fully. Inhale. Exhale the breath all the way out and just suspend the breath on the exhalation for a moment. And then gently inhale and relax.
Just magic. So good.
Good. So good. So good. Why don't we just do that all the time?
We sort of do.
I know. Yeah, we do. But anyway, it's just that kind of, it's a great breath. That very simple, but actually very, very effective and rather perfect for for today and for this week.
Yes. So here we are. So if you're, if your moon is in Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, or Capricorn, you will be having a moon return, a moon birthday this week. So, yeah, so we'll go through the moons and on what day it is, and when you get to your moon birthday, make sure that you do something special, something that nurtures your inner world in the way that your moon likes to be nurtured and held. So that's for you this week. And otherwise, in major news, major astrological news this week, the big event is the new moon, which is today. And the new moon is in Libra, which we will talk about. But we've come to the beginning of the next moon cycle. We had this spring, or we had the equinox over the weekend. So the spring equinox of the southern hemisphere, the autumn equinox for the northern hemisphere. So here in the southern hemisphere, we are at the beginning. So it's a real energy of things coming to an end and things coming into beginning. And then the other major event, which we'll talk in more detail about for this week, is that Mercury stations and goes direct. So, which a lot of people will be celebrating, but there's some interesting aspects around that. So, yeah. This is the week, we'll talk about this in quite some detail, but this is the week where, when we're in the new moon energy, we're setting intentions. But let's get into that, because we don't want you to go rushing into your intention setting this week, do we, Sam?
Not really. I feel like, well, one of the things you kind of, hit it on it a bit there. One of the things that we were just saying, which I think, before we dive into the astrology, so we don't often dive into the numerology. We kind of leave that aside, and we do like the new. I like the numerology. I find it a bit more simple actually than astrology. And September is a 9 month. So if we just forget everything else and just go in its simplistic terms, September is a 9 month. And nine, we can see it's the subtle body, but it's a completion. So we can see, and actually in terms of with what you were just saying then about this equinox, this shift, we can very much see that it's an opportunity to let things sort of stop, finish, end. And then we also have an opportunity then to move into this next month, which we don't actually start until the end of the week. So we've got a new moon at the beginning of the week, but the 1st of October is on Saturday. And then we go into October, which is a 10 month. So that's, and what I was saying is that the radiant body, but really it's kind of like we move into an opportunity of ascension. And so this is all beautifully orchestrated by quite a prominent presence of Jupiter this week. And it's Jupiter that we really want you to be aware of this week when you are in the throes of thinking about your intentions and contemplating where it is that you're wishing to bring balance into your life. And the other thing, completely unrelated to the astrology, which is rather magnificent, is that Jupiter is the closest it's been to the Earth 59 years tonight, which is
it's amazing. So cool.
And so we actually have this opportunity that I think just even using binoculars, you would be able to see things around Jupiter and apparently maybe two of
That's
its
so
moons.
awesome. Yeah.
Amazing. So not only we've got quite a few aspects where we've got oppositions occurring with Jupiter, we actually have Jupiter incredibly present in the night sky. So it's very visible. We do have, I just found here, which is quite interesting, that in the evening, the visible planets currently are Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Mars comes out just before night, apparently, sort of around 10. Really exciting. And there's something you were talking about,
Mars will go
Mars, the other day. It's
retrograde
an
next
aspect
month,
that.
which is quite rare because it rarely retrogrades.
So right now, if you wanted to, you could go and sort of sit underneath Mars energy, which might be quite good. So we've got Saturn rising before sunset, Jupiter, which is going to be the brightest star tonight, and then Mars, which comes up around 10 p.m. And then in the morning, we get to see Jupiter. So it's going to be far west before the sun comes up. Maybe it's not far west, I'm not sure. It's going to be the brightest planet after Venus. Venus is still going to be the brightest planet there's currently. Well, it's kind of shifting, but it's sort of got the sun behind it. And then Jupiter's going to be there as well in opposition. So that's going to get brighter. But then Mars is also there as well. So I just think that's rather nice at the moment. There's a lot, because sometimes we get caught up in books and things. And actually, we just need to go outside and stand there and just think, how do I feel standing underneath this wondrous sky? And I think it is the ability to find awe or to feel and sense an awe of just the magnificence of everything and actually the ridiculous minutiae element of ourselves that actually is the ability to transcend or supports us in to a state of ascension. Because we cannot actually ever hope to experience any state of awakening if we think that we are bigger than it all. And so it's once we can sit back and go, wow, that that becomes clearer. And that is summed up in this week. So that's just all the other stuff. But then we can now come back and just look at what is actually occurring with this new moon in Libra. Today and then into these next couple of days. So today we have the new moon in Libra. And we've talked a bit about this last week, and we've talked about it if you were here on the equinox. And I feel like it had, I was saying to Leela, it is really, people are going on about it. Libra balance, Libra relationship, Libra, you know, that finding that equilibrium. But one of the things we really want you to think about, especially with what's going on in the world right now, is Libra is about justice.
Yeah.
And it's that, it's where are you experiencing a sense of injustice? Or where is it that you're feeling you need to shout about the justice you want? Or where are you actually just timidly sitting back and not saying anything? Where you feel like your voice has been taken away from you, and that in itself is the injustice. So there's lots of different aspects to this justice, and it's the consideration of how am I holding my boundaries within my world, my body, my world, and then within the bigger picture of
And it's
everything.
really important to think about when you're contemplating injustice or justice. Because if you're feeling like that things have been justified, that there will be a sense of harmony. But generally, coming at it's when we won't think about this unless we're feeling like something is wrong or we've been hard done by or someone's doing something incorrectly in relationship to our values or our needs, and which comes from our ability to know what we want. And here we are in the new moon, which is where, you know, we're in the energy of seeding intentions. If we are becoming aware of that, which, you know, is that we're not feeling there is justice, we need to be very careful that we contemplate that fully so that so that your conscious thought pattern is then going to be what it is that you know you want or you know you need to bring about the harmony, rather than manifesting more injustice. Because if we're just focusing on the negative or focusing on what's broken or what's not working, particularly this is a very supercharged time with the solstice, with the presence of Jupiter in its magnificent closeness to us, that's the expansion. The thoughts that we're having right now in this new moon have this power to be expanded. So we really want to encourage you to actually use today, tomorrow, join us on the moon circle. We'll do some really beautiful meditative processes to help you work through your thoughts so that we're not, what were we saying before? You know, you might end up wishing, not being aware of what it is that you're wishing for and getting the thing that you actually didn't really mean to wish for.
Yeah, we need to be careful what we're wishing for. And I think it's very interesting too. One of the things with a Libra moon and this scales and this sense of justice is, of course, there's always two sides. And generally speaking, we tend to think that the other knows what we're thinking, but the other can't know. This isn't just about, well, it's about all things. It's everything. And so unless there has actually been a clear communication or a clear demonstration of what is actually happening for one individual, the other can't possibly know. And that's exactly the same for how the universe responds to you. So if you're sitting within thinking, well, I need this, but we're not actually able to verbalize what it is that we want. We're not able to write it down. We're not able to actually communicate it fully in our intentions. The universe can't possibly understand what it is that we're trying to put out there. And that's when the confusion comes. And so I think what we're trying to say really, especially with some of the aspects, because I think, you know, if you listen to some astrologers this week, they'll be saying, it's great. There's oppositions to Jupiter, that the new moon is opposite, you know, the opposition, the sun is in opposition, Venus is in opposition. So these are all positive things which allow us to have expansion. I think we need to be clear on where we want that expansion, because I feel like the expansion can be coming in a kind of real flick to the other side. And that's one of the things that we just want you to be aware of in this scales. And just very briefly, I was saying that if you look at what's happening in the world picture at large, there is kind of, and I won't go into it, but those of you that are interested in and have been looking at the news, there seems to be a big swing at the moment towards a kind of right-winged concept. Is sort of, there's this war, there's what's happening in Russia, then we've got stuff happening in Italy where they've just voted in a right-wing government, then we've got what's happening in Iran where there's just, you know, people, you know, being, well, silenced, actually they're just being silenced so that they can't say what's happening. There's all these things happening, and this is a swing of injustice. And so we can just get on our high horse and go injustice, injustice. But we have to ask, why has that happened? And it could be because we haven't actually voiced where we want balance to be. And that's a big swing. The world goes like this. We go like this. We swing from, it's not that one side is good and the other is bad. We have to come back to this equilibrium, the equinox. We have to come back to the center to create the balance. And that is challenging. And we know that. That's why we practice Kundalini Yoga, because you know, we are trying to follow this path of the neutral mind. You know, we are trying to follow this path of non-duality. And that's incredibly hard when we're in such an incredibly...
When we're in disharmony.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And so I think that's happening. So just so we don't, you know, speak for the whole night, and obviously everyone needs to go to bed at some point. And,
well, I think Monday, so good to just kind of to tie this off. Monday and Tuesday, the moon is in Libra. Tuesday is where the moon goes new where the light starts to come in. Typically, this is would be where we would say this is where we're going to set intentions. However, Wednesday, the moon moves into Scorpio, and I think given the fact that we are, and then the moon will be in Scorpio, and what you said earlier, Sam, this is where about the Sankalpas, and I want you to talk about that because we are in the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. What we're seeding now is going to carry you over for the next 6 months. This is why this new moon intentions is also really important, because it's not just for this particular moon cycle. We're going to be seeding that which is going to carry us through for the next 6 months. That takes us up to the autumn equinox, where we'll go into a harvest of that we've created. So the trick is going to be, where are you feeling a lot of confusion right now? And where are you feeling a lot of challenge right now? And these are going to be the things this week to really get clear on where you're not allowing your needs to be met, or perhaps where you're not sure what your needs are. And this is what we want you to workshop so that the intentions can actually come later on in the week. But let's go into Wednesday and Thursday with this moon in Scorpio and what that means for the closet. What's in the closet?
Well, I think what's very interesting is, yes, Wednesday we go into Scorpio. It's just occurred to me that Wednesday is a Mercury day. One of the things that I feel that is actually going to bring about some of these realizations is Mercury going direct later in the week. And so we are obviously already in the energy of Mercury moving in towards becoming direct, because we start to feel that before. So we're already in the shifting phases of that. With this idea of we're going into the moon in Scorpio, what I feel after this sort of justice and that we've been talking about is this is where we can go into a deep dive of what is the stuff that's underneath that I don't generally talk about. Kind of, it could be our past traumas, our childhood baggage that is still there. Any of the stories that actually we have unprocessed or not been able to clear from our system in yogic philosophy become sankalpas. They become something that we keep playing out as we go through. It's the sankalpas that keep us in Maya, in the trap, because they floor us and we just get stuck in a continuum cycle. It is only through clearing sankalpas that we stop creating more karma, which then allows us actually to be able to reach a level of ascension at the end of this lifetime. And so what we're talking about here is this Wednesday and Thursday really is an opportunity to sit and go deeper. And go into some of the things that you perhaps are really ready to leave behind with this 9 month, with the end of this spring season, so that you don't have to carry these stories and that they don't have to continue to be triggers into this next process of ascension. Remember that as we come into the spring equinox, we are moving the maiden rather beautifully hands over the torch to the mother, and fertility, abundance, the opportunity for new creation is seeded. And that's what we want, but that can't happen if we're stuck in the depths of these stories. And so really it might be that we spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in deep reflection. I feel like I could do that I think I could quite possibly just shut shop and go into reflection for this week. Which is interesting. It hasn't seemed to have sort of allowed me to do that yet. Thursday obviously is a.
I would say
Yeah, sorry.
too, this is a week where if something happens and you're really caught off guard, or if something happens, or you have a dream that you wake up really moved or quite emotional from the dream, this is a week to not just ignore those little things. This is a week because we're in a supercharged energy portal. Those things are coming to the surface, and in our busy lives, we tend to go, "Oh, that was weird," or "Oh, that didn't make sense," or "Oh, that was synchronicity." But this is the week; those are the things. Those are going to be the sankalpas or the karmas that are wanting to come up and to be cleared. Yeah. So really pay attention to those little things.
Yeah. I feel any time that you could spend in meditation or stillness this week and in nature, but just having, you know, just gifting yourself some time of stillness and reflection will be hugely beneficial. And also reaching out, remember we are, you know, still, this is a new moon in Libra. It's a time to reach out to friends or to rather beautifully, who was I listening to? Someone was talking about, you know, we all have those people that we can, who was it saying this? It's so nice, that we can be 1,000% ourselves. That's an incredibly, without the fear of judgment, and that's what we want. We get this from you know, obviously from seeing a professional, from a psychologist or from a counselor. But as women, we have those friends, and you know exactly who they are, those people that you feel you can entirely trust with the deepest, darkest words that come up in that Scorpio moon. And so those are the women to kind of just dig around. So find those women to have a cup of tea with and just nut through a few things and be in non-judgment of each other. That would be very powerful and just help with some of those shifts. Because sometimes we need to verbalize it too. We can write it down, we can process it, but we just need to verbalize it, especially for women. We don't want it fixed. We don't speak to a man, they'll want to fix it. But they'll want to solve, problem solve. We actually need to speak to someone who's going to empathize and just, you know, oh, me, we don't need to be told what we should do about it. I certainly don't anyway. I find that exhausting. So just be careful, make sure that it's one of those friends that is happy to just breeze through it with you. And I feel that would be good. And Thursday obviously is a Jupiter day. I just wanted to say that. So again, Jupiter energy, highly expansive. So remember, we're in moon in Scorpio. So if there's shadow work that you're doing, just bear in mind that shadow work could be expanded on Thursday with the Jupiter energy. So be kind to yourself, be careful, be gentle. I find that inner child work is such a triggering word for me. So I always like to think of it as this lost soul work. So what are the lost soul parts of yourself that you're just recovering and going kindly in to have a chat to? It just seems a bit kinder. And then just to sort of jump in, because I feel like this ties all nicely into where we're going to get to our intentions. Friday and Saturday, the moon goes into Sagittarius. And one of the things that I feel about this in terms of the completion of the 9 month is it's like the teacher arrives to say, and here are the lessons that you were given over this Mercury retrograde and all the other stuff that we've had retrograde. I feel like potentially we're going to have some realizations on Friday and Saturday. They might not all be pretty, of what it is that we have learned. It might be a bit like a, oh. So remember, with a retrograde, it's like an opportunity to do over. And so when Mercury goes direct, it's always amplification around either the point that it starts to go retrograde and the point that it goes direct. So what we can have is a little bit more of those lessons. So things might repeat themselves on Friday and Saturday that you really needed to, maybe that person that you really needed to solve an issue with is going to just message you, and it's just all going to be like but we do have Venus there. But I would just want to say, you know, Venus then goes into opposition with Jupiter, so it's like I feel like that whole thing will be expanded. Your lessons are going to be expanded on Friday, and Saturday is the day that we move into October, into the 10 month, which is that process of I'm sort of saying it's that opportunity for ascension after the closing of the 9 year. So then when we come into that, and you can clarify some other finer details in a minute, but on Sunday, moon goes into Capricorn, there's going to be your time to start writing your intentions. And you're going to want to. You're actually going to want to write a to-do list. You'll be like, okay, enough of this.
Enough.
Just like you do at the beginning of the year. Enough, 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 enough. I'm fed up with talking about what I'm going to do. Let's do it. And you want to set your intention. And you want to start the new me, new year, new me. It's going to feel a bit like that. New spring, new me. So if you've been a bit like me and sort of gone, yes, let's do a, yes, let's cleanse and let's get better. And you sort of done it, but it hasn't really felt like the crescendo that you normally have. I would say the time to start this is going to be Sunday / prepare Sunday, Capricorn your house and get all your things in order and your cupboards, sort of Capricorn it rather than Virgo it. So get it in, you know, actual working order. And then Monday, stand by, go.
I think that's perfect. That's perfect. That's so great. Because then Monday, yeah, the moon is still in Capricorn and you'll want to get back to your yoga classes. You'll want to get back to probably rebook in to see your therapist that you've been avoiding for a while. You'll want to just, yeah, it's time to just get on with it. And that's really cool. So yeah, I don't think there's really too much else to add into that. That was just a really beautiful kind of summary. There was something I was going to say though, which I've completely slipped my mind.
We were going to mention that there's a Neptunian energy when Mercury goes direct that we just need to be a bit careful with. And I was saying that it made me think that, I think what I was saying before was that our dreams, so sometimes, so it means really that there can be a bit of illusion, a bit of sort of getting stuck in the dream. And we might actually just get a bit of a slap about how we've maybe been stuck in the illusion and the dream a bit. So I think we might get some reality checks, and that's going to come with Sagittarius, but also with this Mercury going direct, and also with this sort of end of the 9 month and the beginning of this 10 month. And it's just kind of, yeah, I think be aware of
illusion. And that will play out always. Over next week and over the next couple of weeks. So the, yeah. So if you've sort of had some grand plans that you've been, and you've sort of gone, oh, and then when Mercury went retrograde, I know a lot of people I know are sort of trying to sell their house at the moment, and they're wanting X amount of money for their house and all of this, and they're going to sell it, and they've got all these ideas about how it's going to work. And then Mercury went retrograde and all the contracts fell over and the houses came off the market. And now it's like Mercury's going direct. This is a really great example and a really beautiful opportunity for you to actually really reassess what it is that is going to be your grandmaster plan for the things, the big things that you're wanting to do, and what is actually the reality of the likelihood of things playing out. And that will just, that triggers on Saturday, and then that will continue to play out over the next few weeks. And to just, I was just going to say, just to remember that, that everything is always in divine order. And so if you have to change your mind about something, or you have to change perspective, or if you have to go in a completely different direction, that is okay. And that this Mercury retrograde period has been that pause for us to actually be able to see the reality, exactly like what you're saying, Sam, underneath the veil of the illusion.
I think the other thing I just wanted to say, because it is a really powerful week, in terms of where we are here in the Southern Hemisphere. It's not quite the same in the Northern Hemisphere, but we are here. And that is that, you know, the equinox, you've got to think about the equinox is really that point. So it's spring and we're moving towards the summer solstice. So what we need to be thinking is we are, if you come in terms, so it's like the year is the same as a monthly cycle. And we're at that stage where we're actually beginning that seeding process of what it is that we want to bring into fruition at the summer solstice. So we are in the doing phase of our year down here. And we're coming out of the hibernation, out of the sleep. which is kind of what we're saying. So the illusion of sleep, where we've gone in and we've, you know, just sat and been underground, we're coming back out and starting to remember what the smells are like, what the sounds are like, what the experience is like. And that in itself is the rebirth process. And that rebirth is taking us towards whatever it is that we are going to bring or see into fruition at the summer solstice, which is in December. And so if you look at it like that and go, well, yeah, there's a lot for us to be doing, but we don't, it's not like in a normal month, we've got a few months to do this through. So we don't have to rush so much. We just want to take our time and make sure that we're very clear. And that's what we're being asked to, because if you just woke up, if tomorrow morning someone came into your room and it was still pitch black and they said, wake up, tell me exactly what you want to do today. Leela would be, you know, checked out somewhere over in the other side of the galaxy. And you'd have no idea. So that's exactly where we've been. We've been there. We've been in sleep and deep, deep, you know, slumber. And this is the wake up. So it's a gradual wake up. You can't just suddenly just have it all there. It's going to take time to come up. You've got to do some sun salutations.
And what you can do, which is perfect, is come and join Sam and I at Pilgrim, because we are going to be at Pilgrim for 6 weeks, starting on the 10th of October, doing the yoga in the yogic science of relationships. So a really beautiful time for you to actually come and Kundalini yoga yourself into this intention setting phase for the end of the year.
That's perfect. That's beautiful.
That's a reminder. That's your checklist for the Capricorn checklist on Sunday. Book into Pilgrim with Sam and Leela.
And then, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you need to do, because that's the stuff that's going to wake you up, coming into conscious community, sitting with others. That's one of the things that people were saying about, you know, being here on Friday for the equinox, is just how much clarity we get from being amongst other people that are willing to go that deep with you. And so, you know, we were doing a rededication of ourselves to the goddess and to nature. And that's kind of what this week is about. Where are you rededicating your life so that you're ready for, the ascension to
beautiful.
Come?
Beautiful. Well, we hope to see many of you on tomorrow evening's, well, actually, depending on what time when it is, on Tuesday evening, Tuesday the 27th, the New Moon Circle online at 8 p.m. Can jump on at 7:45 if you want to have a bit of a check-in, but otherwise we start at 8 p.m. and then, yeah, like I said, we'll be in 6 week residency at Pilgrim starting the 10th of October, which is amazing. And we've got another my husband's just joined, he's probably wondering why I'm not coming up for dinner yet. We've got a workshop at Pilgrim on a Kundalini restorative workshop, and that's on the 12th or 14th of November, I can't remember, but anyway, we can get to that down the track.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few things that will get out in the next week, just letting you know, things that are coming, so stay tuned. And anyway, don't stay tuned too much. Actually, just do the gentle processing of this week, and we'll see you in the Capricorn energy next Monday. But come for the moon circle. That's going to be a nice gentle processing time.
Next
then
week.
We'll start doing
Amazing.
Next
All
week.
All right. So nice to spend this time with you.
Sleep well.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.